Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent, working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
I am so excited to announce that our brand new course, The Data-Driven Classroom, is live and ready for you to enroll. Now, I'm going to share a few details about this course, but then in this episode, I really want to dig into why data is so important. Because if you are not a data person, you're like, skip, no thank you, not into the data. But it's not just about the data. It's about decreasing behavior. It's about increasing skills. It's about your perspective and confidence and mindset as an attitude as an educator. All of this is affected by data, right? I'm gonna sell you on it. Don't worry. Okay, let me give you the details first. So the Data-Driven Classroom is an in-depth course that is gonna walk you through the entire data process. We're gonna talk about academic, social, and functional skill data, as well as behavior data. It's gonna help you set up your goals, decide which type of data collection strategy to use, set up your data sheets, organize your data systems and how those look in your classroom, really important. And then the last piece, which is the most important piece, is analyze that data to make data-based decisions. So it's walking you through this whole process. We talk about a lot of different types of data strategies because the type of instruction that you use is really important and impacts whether or not the data is actually helpful. So for our academic, social, and functional skill data, we're going to talk about frequency data, fluency, interval, rubrics, and prompt level. So five different types of data strategies. We cover a lot. And with behavior data, we're going to talk about frequency, duration, interval, and rubric. Lots of great options for how to collect ongoing behavior data. We also get into that FBA process a little bit and talk about our ABC data as well. The behavior data section is awesome. So, of course, we have the whole course that teaches you how to do this all, but I want you to then be able to walk back to your class and do this right away. So there are over 75 pages of downloads included with this course. Every single strategy we talk about, you have multiple editable data sheets for you. So you can learn how to take fluency data, duration data, and then I've got the data sheets right there ready to go. And if you don't love the data sheets, you can change them. You can edit them, move them around. And don't worry, I show you how to do that if you're not techie. And the biggest piece of this course that's going to be the game changer for you is the focus on the analysis. What do we do with all this data? And I'm going to say it right here. If you are taking data and not using it, there is no point. Okay. I don't want you to take data that you never look at. I want you to take data that's useful and valuable and that you can utilize on a regular basis. And that's what this course will teach you. So it's going to teach you that data that means something. And I don't want that to stress you out thinking like, oh my gosh, but I have this huge caseload and I don't have that much staff, because we're going to do this in a really easy to utilize way. We have all kinds of hacks and tips for data sheets that are easy to use, data systems that are easy to maintain, because I want this to fit into a busy classroom. So our goals are going to be creating data systems that are easy, but also useful and valuable at the very same time. So that's big picture what this course is. This course is only available for enrollment from April 26th until May 3rd. You have 6 months to complete the course. I know you're in end of school year mode. So if you're like, Sasha, I can't even think about adding one more thing to my plate. Don't worry, because you have the entire summer and the start of the fall to go through the course to learn these strategies to get set up for next year. I love releasing courses in this spring timeframe because it gives you a lot of flexibility. If you want to kind of be in school mode till the end of the year and get this done, great. If you want to do it slowly over the summer, also great. If you want to deal with it in the fall when you come back, that's also an option. So this really lets you fit in this learning when works in your schedule. If you're someone that just like checks out for the summer, great, do you. It's going to be here waiting for you when you come back. I want you to start next year as a more confident educator. Confidence is something we can all always level up on, right? And data collection really can do that for you. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. So details, we have this comprehensive course that's going to go through all types of data collection, academic and behavior. We've got the 75 plus pages of downloads. It's available from April 26th until May 3rd. Now let's get to CEUs and the price. So we have CEUs available for this course. We also have ASHA for speech language pathologists and BACB for our behavior analyst CEUs available. So this entire course with all of the training modules, it's available on our app. It's available on our website. You can listen to it like a podcast. We've got all kinds of differentiation built in. That entire course is only $149, again, from April 26th to May 3rd. But I do have one other little option to tell you about. So I also created a toolkit to go along with this course. So there's a ton of data sheets included, but I also have a lot of pre-made tools that I think could really make your life easier. So I separated the toolkit into a few different areas. One big area of the toolkit are the informal assessments. I have three different fully set up informal assessments so you can figure out where your kids are at on their skills right away. This helps that data collection piece, and we'll talk about this in the course, because you know how to set those goals, and then you can pick the instructional technique and then the data sheets and all that good stuff. So informal assessments. We also have a massive library of additional data sheets. Every single one is editable. There is a massive rubric library. I love rubrics, you guys. Oh my gosh. We talk about rubrics for academics and behavior in the course. Their rubrics are great if you are overcrowded, if you are understaffed, if you want to look at maintenance, if you want to involve the student, rubrics are great. So we have brand new life skills rubrics. We have language arts rubrics, social skills, behavior rubrics, all included in that library. There is also a library of what I'm calling skill-specific program guides and data sheets. So there are over 30 different skills where there's a complete program guide, meaning it's written out how to teach the skill, how to take data, what the mastery criteria is, all written out. And it's, of course, editable. So if you want to tweak anything, you can. And then that specific custom data sheet right there. This is going to be so helpful if you have a lot of staff and you just want to like, hey, we're working on receptive letter ID. We're working on following one-step directions. We're working on categorizing. You can just go and print all of these program guides and data sheets and you're good to go. The work is all done for you.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we've got that whole big library of that included. So this toolkit is pretty massive, and you can get the course and the toolkit for only $205. So you're going to get the complete course, all those downloads, plus this massive toolkit for only $205. So again, April 26th to May 3rd, the data-driven classroom. This course was developed for special education teachers, for clinicians, and also for general education teachers who have some unique needs in their room and need to really differentiate at a high level. Because that's what this course is going to teach you to do, to really individualize your instruction and your data collection. So that's who this course was developed for. If you are a homeschooling parent, I also think that this would be really, really helpful. What I think makes this course unique is it really breaks down this big, overwhelming topic of data into a way that's easy to understand and easy to implement. All of the videos within the course are 5 to 10 minutes. I want to break this down into small, manageable pieces, let you fit in this course when you have the time. And this course is going to create a path for you. It's going to tell you what to do and in what order, which is really what I love to walk away from whenever I attend a workshop or take a course. I want a plan. And that's what this course is going to leave you with. So now let's talk about why data. Now, if you've drank the data Kool-Aid, you're like, yes, I know why we need data, Sasha. I got it. But if you're not there yet, don't worry. I want to talk about the transformation that successful and valuable data collection will bring to you. And there's three big areas for me that this really hits. First off is our skill instruction. When we take successful and valuable data, we are able to teach skills more quickly, which means our kids are going to learn more. Now, a lot of the students you are working with are quote unquote behind, right? They're behind where their grade level peers are. They're behind where developmentally some skills should be at. So we feel like we're playing catch up. When we can utilize data collection to the fullest, we are able to identify those missing skills more quickly. We're able to move ahead once something's mastered more efficiently. We're able to get more done. I mean, wow, that period, end of story. I'm sold, right? I get to teach more and I get to focus on exactly what my students need to learn and move them forward more quickly in those areas. That's what data collection brings when it comes to academic skills. Now let's talk behavior, because if you have some high behavioral needs in your classroom, this is where your ears may perk up. When I talk about behavior change, if you've ever been in a live session with me on behavior change, if you took the positive behavior change course, we talk about data quite a bit. Data to me is essentially linked to the process of successful behavior change. If you want to successfully and effectively decrease negative behaviors, you need data collection. Yeah, that dramatic. You need it. You do. You will decrease negative behaviors more quickly when you have data collection. Data collection is at the core of our functional behavior assessment. Our functional behavior assessment will determine what our strategies are. It tells us what proactive strategies we do. It tells us what replacement behavior we need. And oh my gosh, we don't get anywhere without the replacement behavior. And you need data to determine the replacement behavior. And then with our ongoing strategies, we need to know if our strategies aren't working anymore. That's valuable information. We need to know if things are working okay, if we can pull back and fade. Data is so critical here. And when it comes to things like safety, which is often what we're talking about with negative behaviors, this is a must-have, is that data collection piece. And we're going to talk super in-depth within the data-driven classroom course on how to accomplish this within that busy high-needs classroom. And the last piece that data can really bring us is so important as well. And this is about you, the educator. Data collection will bring you more confidence in your job. You will walk out of the building every day knowing that your students made progress, knowing that your instruction is working, knowing that you are making the right decisions. Because dang, there's a lot of what ifs in this job. What if I do this? What if I did that? Should I have done that? When you have data collection, it relieves some of that stress. It also takes away some of the decision fatigue that we experience as a regular basis as special education teachers. Should I give a prompt? What reinforcer should I use? Am I reinforcing too much? Should I intervene? Should I prompt? Should I not? Should I step back? We're constantly having to make decisions that are very important. When we have data to show us what to do next, nope, you don't need to give a prompt. Look at yesterday, he only needed this many prompts and he did okay. Yes, you should intervene because look at the numbers here. They're going up. It takes some of that decision fatigue away. So data collection can really relieve some of the stress and overwhelm and increase your confidence as an educator and your role in your classroom. So that's my data pitch. We need this in our classrooms to really give our kids the highest quality education and set of opportunities that we can. And that's really my goal with this course. That's what I want to bring to you with the data-driven classroom. I am so absolutely thrilled to bring this to you. And before we wrap up, I want to give one little prompt because we're still in the school year. Most of you haven't left for summer yet. We accept school purchase orders and we work with tons of administrators who sign up their teams, who sign up their teachers, who sign up teachers and paras for courses, for membership, for PD. There is often money in school budgets for professional development. And my philosophy when it comes to this is just ask. Just ask. Say, hey, I heard about this course on data. Is there a way the school can fund this? Because sometimes they might be like, yeah, we can. And actually, maybe we should have all the special ed teachers do this. I mean, imagine if your whole team got on the same page with something as important as data collection. In the show notes, not only am I putting the link to where you can get started with the course right now, I'm also going to put the link to our school purchase order request. We have a school account manager. She's a former special ed teacher, a BCBA. She's absolutely amazing. She will work with you. She will work with your administrators. We know timelines with school POs and all that get a little complicated, so we don't need everything finalized by May 3rd, but you do want to reach out to her by then. So I'm so excited to take this data journey with you guys. This is going to be an absolute game changer for your classroom. So again, April 26th to May 3rd, the data-driven classroom. Let's get started and let's tackle the data monster together.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.